Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. Surely we have given you both there, to pray to your Lord and sacrifice. Indeed, it is your enemy who is without prosperity. Respected elders, teachers, and my dear sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum. The topic of our talk today is titled Our Present Role in the Light of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam's character. To begin, we first need to recognize that the black system from the truth have contained the perception of a role a woman plays in Islam. There are those out there that believe our religion gives no rights to women. They believe that the women have no freedom of which to express their views, to speak for themselves, and are oppressed under the grab of their hijab. To supporters of this ideology, I say, it is obvious that you do not know of or have not learned about the life of our beloved lady, Hazrat Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. As a daughter, Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam showed us the compassion and respect one needs towards their parents and their elders. Through her conduct with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she gave us the best lessons of akhlaq and equity. So much so that the Holy Prophet called her Umm Nabiha, which means the mother of the father. It was she who used to dress the wounds and injuries of her father, which were caused by the unbelievers at the time. It was also her that used to engage the Holy Prophet in sweet conversations to help him relieve him from his troubles. Through this, we see that Hazrat Zahra demonstrates to us that one of the duties of a woman is to be compassionate, well-tempered, and caring to her family and all those around her. It was this and other divine qualities of Bibi Fatima that prompted our Holy Prophet to say, whoever injures Fatima, injures me, and whoever injures me, injures Allah, and whoever injures Allah practices unbelief. O Fatima, if your wrath is incurred, it incurs the wrath of Allah. And if you are happy, it makes Allah happy too. When it comes to the issue of hijab, Bibi Fatima is the best example for all women in this world. Her observance of this divine duty was expressed through her modesty and chastity in all facets of life. Bibi Fatima demonstrated to us that hijab is not just covering of certain parts of the body, but it also included within a way a person acts, behaves, and conducts themselves with others. When asked by her Holy Father about what the best thing for a woman is, she replies saying that a woman should not see or be seen by a non-mahram. It is through this concept of physical as well as behavioral hijab of Bibi Fatima salam, the woman of the world, regardless of faith, will regain the respect and dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within them. If one is to truly understand the empowerment of women in Islam, one needs to look no further in the stance of Bibi Fatima salam against the oppressors of her time. After the death of her beloved father, the first right taken away was the land of father from Bibi Fatima salam. When we look into history, we see that Bibi Fatima salam herself went to her and gave a speech to flabbergate the oppressive male proponent against her. Through this act, Bibi Fatima salam gave a lesson to humanity that women in Islam do have a voice, and this voice needs to be exercised in the face of oppression and for the sake of rights. The courage of Bibi Fatima salam was such that when the oppressors came to steal the right of Khalifas away from Imam Ali salam, she defended him behind the doors of her house, so much so that those hungry for power set fire to her door and broke it down in such a manner that the baby in her womb, Hazrat Mohsin al-Islam, became a shaheed. Also, it was injuries from this confrontation that would later cause the shahadat of Bibi Fatima alayhi salam at 13 Jamal al-Awwal, 11 AH, at the tender age of 18 years. Thus the world lost on this day a generous daughter, a loving mother, and a devoted wife. A kind neighbor, a lady of modesty and chastity, and a standard bearer of truth and justice. Let us learn and breathe the fragrance of our beloved Lady of Light and apply her lessons to our own life. Be devoted and be strong like the mistress of the women of the world. And inshallah, you will find a way to stay on the path of success and will never fail. Wassalam.